My name is Niga Salam. I am from Iraqi Kurdistan. I am Kurdish and I also am an artist, an activist and feminist working with sounds and visual arts.
Was there in your life a certain moment or experience you would name that made you a feminist or made you feel the need for change in what is the case of feminism? Change gender roles or like deconstruct them completely, discuss mm-hmm. them at least and question them. Is mm-hmm. there like a certain moment or how would you say that you became a feminist?
I think it's a bit difficult to say like I started from that point because just being born as a female, slowly everything made a lot of question for me because I was born the youngest child of the family. I have four other siblings and I was the favorite kid for my father. And from a very young age, I was always with my dad. He was a physical education teacher, playing always, loving football, tennis, and all of those things that I learned from my dad. And from a very young age, I had to stumble on a lot of no's because if I wanted to play in the football team in PE class, the teacher was not so comfortable with giving the ball to the girls just like the guys because football was only for boys. So that was one of the no's that I heard from a very young age. And the more that I grew up, the more no as an answer I got. And I think that's where I started to question everything. If I be completely honest, I started with hating myself or thinking that I am the problem. Because I am a female and none of these are for me. But then the more I grew up, the more I believed less that I am the problem and it's the rules around me that is not broad enough for me to be a part of the world.
Can you describe these rules or norms and the struggles you and other women or queer persons would have in society? What are maybe the most obvious struggles?
If I talk through my own experience, because I grew up with a lot of guy friends, in a very young age I thought everything that I was doing was normal, liking football, liking cars, playing sports, or being outgoing, speaking up, never felt abnormal to me. But I think even if people were not aggressive or even if they wouldn't bully me for being into sport that much, they would at least would be surprised that a girl wants to play ping pong with the guys in school. A girl is choosing to pick up the balls with the kids in the neighborhood instead of the dolls. And the principal would be surprised if I go to the principal office and ask about my right as a kid. I think it was all of that. It grows into every aspect of life, either it's hobby, either working experiences, school, studying, everything.
Could you describe your feminist practice and concrete examples of what are you fighting for, with which actions you try to change something?
I think me being a feminist, it's a part of my everyday life. Is it the discussions that I have with my parents? Is it the books that I give to my nieces and nephews as a gift? It grows in all of those aspects, but also in my artistic practice. The gender-related topics, the gender issues are the topics that I always try to cover or highlight or question about. I also am trying to or have built a project called Jerzamin, which means basement, with a few other fellow artists, which is a experimental art project that is also focused on the feminist topics and gender-related issues. Any campaign or any thing that happens in the city, I try as much as possible to be a part of it.
Is there like protests or sometimes demonstrations happening or actions happening in the city which are really public for feminist topics or for women's rights, or is there something like that?
The protests that happens are mostly after an event happening or after something that happens in the city. The last year there was a few demonstration or an online campaign for those women who, several women got killed by their family or partner or different cases. So there were a few demonstration and also online campaign towards that. But it's not a very big protest. It's just a group of feminists, a group of people try to make a voice, because it's not something that all the women in the city comes on the street, because there are still a lot of women not having the right of coming out of the house in their hand, or it's not safe enough to speak up. Maybe you will become a target.
How is it actually for those who are speaking up? How are these protests perceived? Is there like a support? Is it rather like, okay, it's really dangerous and you can get arrested?
Well, there are chances to get arrested, but most of the time what you get if you protest or speak up or do major projects or campaigns, first thing is cyberbullying, basically. And nowadays, or the last few years, the religious political parties are gaining a lot of voice and power. So those are also sectors that stand against or publish propagandas about any topic that opens, anything gender-related topics. For instance, the last few months or last few years, there were an organization in Suli working on the LGBTQ plus subjects, and one of the parliamenters raised voice in the parliament for that organization to be closed, and they are still in court. All their activities are shut down, and now you can't actually register an organization that talks about LGBTQ topics. If anybody works on that subject, you have to do it secretly, and it becomes more and more sensitive. There's also a gender studies program in the American University in Sulaymaniyah. There has been a lot of campaigns against that. One of the very smart feminist women who is organizing or managing that, a lot of things has been done against her. A lot of propagandas in the religious, political medias about how these topics ruins the younger generation, how this is like bringing a lot of bad reputation to the families, and etc.
Would you say that there is a solidarity in these cases also between different feminist groups, or could you describe a bit the landscape?
There are several or a lot of organizations that work for women's rights. There are a lot of individuals who works like individually rights works, or like there are people who tries to bring the gender topic to academic sectors. What I can say is everybody's trying to do something. It's not necessarily against each other's theory, but what I can say, like, I try to work as much as I can through my chances and professions, and somebody else, another fellow feminist, is trying to do the same. But there has always been a lot of propaganda or things against the organizations that work for women's rights. I think if we say somebody that been talked about very negatively is the organizations, because everybody's blaming them for anything that happens in this city, for any woman that gets killed in the country.
Would you assign yourself to a certain feminist generation? Is there something like that? Different feminist generations?
We could say there are different generations, because the older generation had to go through different issues, or at least the same issues that I have now, but in a different scale or perspective. And the newer generation are more open. There are a lot of new questions that they ask. So maybe I could say, like, in that idea there are two generations, but theoretically I can't categorize.
It's just what differs is like the kind of experiences they made and the kind of struggles they have, you mean?
Mm. Yes. For instance, like in one of my artworks, I talk about like my great-grandma did not have the choice to decide who she's marrying or if she wants to study or not. But now I do have all of those rights, but I have to, you know, explore the issues. Now I have the right to study, but what do I face while I'm studying? How I get discriminated during studying or working places? I have the chance, I have the choice to say, like, if I'm not marrying somebody, but I don't have the choice to not get married and have an individual life. You know, that's how the issues has developed. In some ways, the same issue, but in a different scale that I am facing comparing to my great-grandma.
And do you have kind of role models or inspirations for your being a feminist or for your feminist practice?
It might sound strange, but for me, my role model is my mother. If I discuss with her, she'll probably be very against the whole feminism idea. But I think she's my role model because in a lot of her life or the stories that she tells me, she has always been the most feminist in the area that she was living.
Why?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you a quick story about my mom. My mom has studied until sixth grade. My granddad hasn't let her to continue, but when she gets married with my dad, she travels through all the villages with my dad when my dad teaches, and she tries to teach the women in the village the crafts that she knows. She is now going to the mosque every day with my dad because she thinks that's her right, her right to also worship God in the mosque five times, just like my dad. For me, that's a good example to acknowledge your right as much as possible and try to do something about it.
That's interesting that you are talking about your mother and she would maybe say, no, of course I'm not a feminist. Yeah, it's not only the self, how you identify yourself or what kind of words you use for acts of emancipation, actually. When we were in Suli and I visited the exhibition you made with other artists, when I came into the backyard, I was very astonished because, I mean, to me, it seemed that there are women of different kinds of generation or ages, mm-hmm. at least, doing this together, which would maybe be difficult. Or it's not that often seen. Often it's very homogeneous when groups organize something together. But to me, it seemed at least as, okay, there are different generations with different experiences, but they can speak together, which was very, mm-hmm. very good somehow. Maybe you can tell about this group also.
Yeah, well, for myself also, it was such a great experience to be with a group of artists from different generations with different concepts. It was such an amazing experience because like we had a lot of time before organizing the exhibition. Weekly we would meet and talk, and there was this very nice bond between us, regardless of whatever topic that we want to cover, whatever thing gets our interest, there were always, also regardless of age or generation, they were always so open to talk, to discuss, to share our experience. And I'm still with good connection with all the artists, not just as an artist, but as a woman and how much I could relate to them. So, yeah, and also generally in the artistic or the cultural sector, most of the women are very, very open towards each other and very helpful. And I think that's something that comes from our family structures, because my mom always talked, I'm gonna go back to my mom. My mom always talks about how in the neighborhood, like all the women would get together, or if somebody would have wanted to cook something, they would all help each other, or all the women in the neighborhood would get together and make bread enough for all the families together. And I think I also felt that community in the group exhibition that we organized.
What is leading is always like this, to support each other and to be in solidarity. Mm. Although you might have different experiences and maybe also opinions about how to make feminists fight. Mm. Mm. Would you say that you are part of a certain feminist struggle or a certain feminist movement?
I would identify myself as a feminist that question everything that I see, because I think the issue so far in the place that I live in, or the people that I work with, or the people that I see, is not recognizing the issues or not asking any question about something that happens. Like, for instance, so many times my mom says, it has been like that and it will continue like that. Like, there is just nothing you can do about it. You might as well, you know, do the same. But I think my power at the moment is asking questions about those things, because there are things that has been repeated for a very long time that is now causing me as a person to do what I like, to say what I think, and to be who I am, or at least to have the chance to figure out who I am.
Are there like topics which were becoming really important in the, let's say, in the last year for you, but also in your environment?
A lot of things has been happening the last few years, and also it happened in Iran, the case of Jina Amini. There are a lot of protests also to support what's happening, and also and another aspect of what happened there was identifying or everybody talking about Jina, but saying his Iranian name, which was also like discrimination against her, because being born in Iran, you can't have a Kurdish name. So her Kurdish name is Jina, but his Iranian name is Mahsa Amini, and everybody is like calling her name by the name that her, not her family, wanted to call her, and forget about the fact that she was a Kurdish woman and she was also discriminated as a Kurd and then as a woman. So there was a lot of protest or solidarity for that case also. Also, like, again, the political religious parties were doing an online campaign sort of in solidarity, but also against at the same time, under the name of like, we wear hijab and we are proud of it, hiding the subject all under one issue, which is like wearing hijab or not wearing it, which we all know, like, the case is much bigger than that. It's not just you wearing a hijab or not wearing it. That was also happening here.
So there are really also protests on the streets, or demonstrations on the streets supporting the protests in Iran?
Yes.
But as you said, foremost also because she was a Kurdish woman also.
I think that was another aspect that people had to show solidarity with the Kurdish people living in Iran, because all over the world in the news, nobody identified the Kurdish identity of Jina. So I think that was something that brought a lot of people together to show solidarity. But also, like, there was a lot of people to, like, regardless of that, the discrimination, we're showing solidarity, because, like, we are neighbor countries and we have identified what's going on in the country a lot, and we see that a lot. So I think how close we are geographically also was an aspect for us to show the support, because we knew what's going on there. It was not so new to us, but it was a chance altogether to raise a voice, to do something.
You mean what is not new is, of course, that there is oppression of Kurdish people, as well of women, of course, and this is not new,
yes.
You mean?
We have identified that before, like the Islamic regime in Iran, like how much it discriminates you, as an individual first, and then as a woman, and then as a Kurd. If you be a woman and a Kurd in Iran, like, you get discriminated several times at once. We already knew what's going on. We acknowledged the discrimination that is happening in Iran, but I think what happened to Gina, in some way, like a bomb inside everybody who just got exploded and nobody could not say anything anymore.
But now it's relatively silent, or, I mean, at least in Germany, it's difficult to get any...
Yes, it's a bit difficult to get news from inside of Iran because, I mean, it's obvious, like, they are censoring everything. Like, even before the demonstration, if you would have traveled to Iran, like, it was very, very difficult to have access to the social medias. You could not have any access to Facebook, for instance, and during the demonstration... In Iran, like, it was very difficult for anybody to have internet or to send the news outside. And there are a lot of people getting killed or arrested in Iran now. So it's very, very sensitive now.
There's still, like, so much support needed, also when it's not, like, the hot news.
There's a lot of attention still should be on that subject because people are still getting killed, people are still getting discriminated, and the situation is still very bad, regardless if it's a hot news or not.
But you also say that it was a bomb when it was not possible not to speak about it. Where do you see, like, also current potentials of feminist movements? I mean, I would be a bit carefully to fully say that that's a feminist movement, but I mean, in general, where do you see, like, current potentials of such movements and also protests?
Say that a lot now, like, there are a lot of things happening against the feminists. That means, like, there is the danger of changing, there is the danger of what all the feminists or all the people have been working so far has had an effect. That's why there is a lot of backlash. So I think I am hopeful, but at the same time, politically, we are, like, in a sensitive situation. So I don't know if I could say there is a lot of potential, but yeah, but something else happened the last few months. One of the sons of Jalal Talabani, the president of the PUK political party, closed several places that the sex workers worked in Suli under the name of, like, that is against our beliefs or what's important to us as a society. And that raised a lot of voice from the religious political party, a lot of support, and also from the public people, because that was done under the name of protecting the Islamic religion and all of that. So there are also those happening. So there are a lot of thing against the LGBTQ topic here. There are a lot of rejection happening from, again, the religious political parties, and a lot of propaganda on the news, on media, against the word gender itself and the word feminist itself. So, like, if you just go out and say, I'm a feminist, people would right away think you are doing something bad. So there are a lot of all of those propagandas happening. But I would like to think that it's all backlashes for all the things that has been done so far and all the progress that we have made.
That's really good to think it like that also, because yeah, you need something which motivates you further and encourages you, or...
Yeah, I think so, yes. It's very difficult to be hopeless.
Yeah. As a last question, what encourages you most in these struggles and this fight to continue?
I think I owe it to the next generation. I always say, like, I owe it to my nieces and nephews. I owe it to the next generation. I feel responsible that I have to at least do enough that they won't have to go through the same thing that I'm going through. So I think that's what encourages me. That's as a person, I feel responsible to speak up when I need to, when I should.